Okay, we're starting. We're on the two dots on test Zayn Ahmed Beis. This is a bit more straightforward, I think, now. Kedei sheyeroeh al hamoyim. In order that the dirt, dirt, should be seen on the water. Meaning you have to put... The dirt has to be seen visible on the surface of the water. Tana Rabbanan, we've got a brisa. Shloisha Surichin, there are three things that need Sheyerau to be seen. Right? We've got basically got mixtures of things, and he has to be able to see the thing that was mixed in, which you'll see. It's very, very.
Before it's mixed in?
Look, you'll see. No, once it's. Well, that's. Okay, so now. Right, offer.
If it stays on top of the water.
Yes. What's she drinking? The air
on top of the water.
Oh, good point. This is what I was actually dealing with last night. But that's really. I don't think we need to get there today. But we're good. Right now it seems. Yeah, that she's drinking some like crusty water. You know, on the top. Yeah, the Afer Pora. And the ashes of the Pora Aduma, right? That you put the ashes on top of some water. Also, the ashes have to be visible on the surface of the water. Varok Yavama, and the spittle of a Yavama when she spits. I don't think she has to hit him. I think she just has to spit towards the person who refused to do Yibum to her.
And you have to see the spit.
They have to see it.
Somewhere.
I imagine they have to see it coming out of her mouth.
In the air.
In the air. Well, yes. I don't know what. Yeah. So, okay. Now let's see where the source is. So with your vomit, it's easy because it says la'ene a dionymus. I can't remember the possible. Very good. Fine. So with sota, we learn it's because it says el hamayim, right? Because it says that. And Rashi points out, we learn Para Aduma with the Gzeira Shava, which we're going to see coming up, between Para Aduma and Sota, that we learn just as with Sota, it has to be visible on top of the water. So too, with Para Aduma, that the ashes have to be visible on top of the water. Now, number four, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Omru, they said another one, Af Dam Tzipor. Also, the blood of a tzipor, meaning this is with the mitzvah which we're talking about. He takes a vessel, right? As we're learning, the vessel of a new vessel, and you put water in it, right? And then you shecht over it a bird, right? And that bird, the blood goes into the water, and it has to be visible, in the water. Man, you've got to see some red streaks in the water over there. Okay.
Why did the
Gemara say
three?
Well, that's what it means. There's three that everybody agree with, and then it says, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, only Rabbi Shmuel, there's four. Now, end of Brisa. So now we're just going to focus on Rabbi Shmuel. My timer, the Rabbi Shmuel. What is the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? Okay, dichsiv, because it says v'tovel oisom v'dama tzipor, and you will dip them. So what do you do like this? After you've shechted the bird over the water, so you've got this like, let's just call it bloody water, let's try and be a bit, whatever, right? Then you get a live bird, and we said the hyssop and the cedar, thank you, and the piece of thread, and you take them all and you dip them in the water, and then, I don't know what you, I forgot what you do, you shake them, you shake them and you send the bird away. Okay, so this is talking about that, right? Those things, what I just mentioned, all those things, you dip them, badama tzipor, in the blood of the tzipor. Okay? But we're going with a tanya. So if you look at that posuk, I actually put it over here on the WhatsApp group, but we have it here, but I'm just going to look at this, right? It says, this posuk is the second posuk, right? It's posuk vav. You see, I don't know what it's enumerated yet. So let's just read posuk vav. Yeah, I don't know. Here it would be. So just look in the right. It's the Pasuk Beis in our Gemaras. Yeah, I've just lost the thing now. I'm going to look in the Gemara. My thing just flipped off.
Beis. The Esen Tzipor Ochaya Yikach, you take the Tzipor Ochaya, yeah. Oisov, Esen Eitz Erez, right, Esen Shnia Tzulas, Esen Eizov, Tovel Oisom, and you should dip them, so that's where Esen Tzipor, Achaya Badam Hatzipor, in the blood of the Tzipor, Yashchutov, Alomayim Achayim, and Alomayim Achayim. So you see over there it mentions blood and water, living waters. Okay, so back into the Gemara. So it says, Badam, if it said Badam, Yochol, Badam, Velo B'mayim, you would think it means in the blood, and not in the waters, Tamaloma, but if it says in the Pasuk, it says B'mayim, the back takes out the Beis, because it's really, in Rashi, sorry, takes out the Beis, because it's really Mayim, because it says Amayim, Tamaloma Mayim, it says Mayim. So now, it's a similar, it's very similar structure of drashas we've seen before, now we go the other way, yeah? If it would have just said Mayim, Yochol B'mayim, you would have thought in Mayim, Velo B'dam, right? So the problem is, it says both. Tamaloma B'dam. So what's going to be? So Hakate said, how are you going to resolve this semi-contradiction? Yeah? Maybe Mayim, so you bring water, Shadam Tzipor, the blood of the bird, is Nikobahem, is visible in them. Okay? Ukama, how much does it have to be? A revis. Like we saw
somewhere.
Okay, so that is the source of Revi Yishmael. Now, the Rabbanan. So
sorry, when
it says
Kama Revis,
how much water? I mean, you have to do the water accordingly, so as to enable the blood to be visible. If you have a 5 gallons or 5 liters of water, and you shecht a little bird on that, you're not going to see them. So now, the Rabbanan, who do not require the blood to be visible in the water, how legufe, right? It's coming for itself, meaning it has to be in, when you shech the bird, it has to be in water and blood, right? I either mixed together. Meaning the pasuk just says you've got to shech it in water, in blood and in water. Okay, so you shech it in blood and water, right? So you mix some blood and water together. And you shech, it doesn't say that the blood has to be visible.
What
means the fact that you have to shecht it, the basic halacha, so you have to dip the bird in blood and water, mixed together. Nothing about, doesn't indicate over there that in the pasuk that the blood has to be visible in the water. No, you're just supposed to dip a bird in blood and water. Right? We kind of like got, put off guard, from the. Okay, anyways. The Hakika Omar Rahmana. Let's see this play. I should have carried on. Yeah. Atbil Badam of Mayim. Toivil in, right, blood and water. Very straightforward. So what's Rabbi Yishmael going to say to you? That's quite a good point. Rabbi Yishmael, Im Kain, if that will be the case, though, what you're saying, Rabbanan, Lichtof Rahmana, the Torah should write V'tovil Behem. Period. Right? And you should, right? Dip in them, obviously, because we know there's water and blood there from the previous pasuk said, yeah, that you've basically shech the bird over the water, so you have water and blood together. So why do you have to mention, right, Badam Ubamayim Lamali? Now the words Badam Ubamayim, it's not necessary, right? So Lamali. So what's it coming to teach you? Lanika. They have to be visible. These extra words teach you there's an additional requirement that needs to be visible. Now, what the Rabbanan going to say? Rabbanan, Iksav Rachmana, they say no. It's not. If it would have been said like you said, if the Torah would have written, Tovel Bohem, right, you should Tovel in them, Havaramina, I would have thought, Hailuchude, it means this one first, meaning you dip it in the blood first, and it's not nice, a bloody little bird. Yeah? And then you give it a rinse off in water afterwards. Right? There's two cleats. Yeah? You dip it in blood. Yeah? And then you dip it in water.
Why would you think that?
No. What's that?
Why would you think that?
Because the pasuk says you should dip it in blood.
And in water.
No, if he was saying we know the two liquids we have are blood and water, right? So and if it says and dip in them, so I would think, why would I think they're mixed together? I would think, no, first you dip in the blood and then you wash the thing off and dip it in water.
That's a nice point, but okay, that's good.
Doesn't the previous pasuk anyway say that you have to chef the first
person? That's going to be the next point. Exactly. That's going to be the very good. Hailuchudeh. Kosov Rachmona Badam Ubamayim La'arvan. So therefore, we have to write that you put them in the same vessel to mix them up. Now, this is what Yisrael just mentioned now. But Rabbi Yishmael says, wait a second, yeah? La'arvon, to put them in the same vessel. Kra achrina kasiv. Another posuk already said that. Meaning, this is now the previous posuk. Because what does the posuk say? Yeah? Right, let's read this. So let's look at Gimel now. We'll go straight to the posuk in Gimel, right? It's on your thing. It's the first posuk on there if you want to look on your WhatsApp or whatever. Right? It says, so Apostle Gimel, you found it, everyone's got it? V'tziva koyen, v'shoch, right, v'shoch etes the tzipor, ha'achas, right, so this is the shechting of the tzipor, el kli cheres, right, upon a kli cheres, al mayim chayim, upon the water. So if you shecht a bird over water, the assumption is that the blood's going to go in the water. That seems to be what the Apostle is saying. So basically, you're supposed to shecht the bird over the water. So therefore, we already have the water and the blood mixed together. So therefore, if you would say v'tovel behem, right, that would for sure mean you're toveling both of them together. So why do I need to say go again and say now b'dam u'b'mayim, umayim? Okay, it's a good point. So Rabbi Yishmael is looking good now, yeah? Okay. Yeah, k'siv shochas and tzibur rachas, we're going back. No, but the Rabbanon will tell you, if it would be from that previous posuk, yeah, Havramina, I may have thought, yeah, lishchate, you should shecht that bird, samuch, close, lamana, lamana is a prefix, mana means the vessel, yeah, venin ketinhu, and you should grab them, you should like squeeze them, leveridin, to its,
veins.
Is that what they call the veins? Even those big things? Yeah, you should hold the veins closed because you don't want to make a mess. You know, you don't want to spritz the blood everywhere. So you quickly shecht it and then you grab it, you pinch it so the blood doesn't go out. The liklab the kabale, and then you should receive ladam, but mana achrina in a different vessel. Meaning you have your water vessel, you shecht the bird over the water vessel, and then you put you have your blood vessel.
That makes sense. Since you should shecht the bird over the water.
Yes, you did. So that's what you did. You shechted the bird over the water.
So why are you holding the
You know, there's mayim chayim. It's a nice new pottery vessel with nice fresh spring water.
So why shecht the bird?
You're putting blood in that. It's disgusting.
And that's exactly the opposite. So why shecht the bird over the water if you level the blood in the water?
Okay. That's your Rabbi Shmuel would agree with you. Definitely. Definitely Rabbi Shmuel would agree with you. Okay. You got a good company. Yeah, Kamash Milan, right?
Kamash Milan means what?
Kamash Milan.
Doesn't it
mean the curve? No, good. Kamash Milan, because you may have thought that.
Therefore
you need the other posuk to say that the behem wouldn't be enough. You have to say Badam Ubamayim to teach you. You have to mix them, and therefore you need the words Badam Ubamayim to mix them, and therefore those words are not free. Like Rabbi Shmuel says, to tell you that the blood has to be visible in the water. We'll stop here.